3. Oh, I already pressed it.
Wait, what?
It sounds familiar.
We'll be both legends podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Beeble's Legends Podcast. My name is Carrie and tonight I am joined by...
Nisi!
Yellow! Did you guys hear me? Or again, hi, yellow.
You
my Wi-Fi is saying fuck you again.
You froze. Just typical that you froze right as we started. Yeah, so we discussed season 2, episode 12, which is called Camelot/3000. Nisi, who directed and wrote this episode?
It was written by Greg Berlanti and Mark Guggenheim and directed by Antonio Negrete.
Well, they did a great job. I really loved this episode.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm going to take a quick moment to give a spoiler alert to everybody. If you have not seen season 2, episode 12, then go and watch it and then come back to us. We'll wait for you. Off you pop. So yeah. There will be spoilers. So what did you guys think of this episode? What was your favorite part?
I'm
fancy.
I also liked meeting you, Sarah Lance. A lot. Like, uh-huh. That entire conversation.
Chef's kiss. We've not had one of those in a little while on the podcast.
Yeah. I love a good old smirk, people. I love the smirk. It makes me smile always when I see it. And I also love... the race scene where he's like, no, I have to stay and fight because that's what he believes in. And yeah, I don't know. I liked a lot of scenes this episode.
For sure. I agree. I think my favorite part was kind of a toss up between both of what you said. Obviously, the smirk is always like, because you see them more and more when you know that you're looking out for them. But I did quite like the all great legends ends with a kiss and then she goes and kisses her. I love that. So I'm going with that moment. If we slide down the scale though, what was your least favorite part?
The entire... Wow. Time
you go first.
Okay, now the entire thing where Amaya doesn't trust Stargirl and Stargirl doesn't trust Amaya and like trust them if they come from the future to collect this piece of the Spear of Destiny. They know that there's big danger if they're coming from the future, you dumb ass.
yeah, for sure.
I have strong feelings about that one.
I agree with that one. Like, you know. But also, the rip stuff is making me kind of uncomfortable, crazy.
Rip like, always makes us uncomfortable.
He's a man, of course he does.
Yeah, but not just because of this. It makes me, I don't know. It is so weird. Also, why does Gideon still call him captain? He's not captain anymore.
Right, exactly. That's my least favorite part, is that Gideon is showing, like, she's supposed to be an AI. She's supposed to be a programmed thing. She's supposed to listen to her damn instructions. So when she's told, don't do these things. So, like, when Jax is standing there and is telling Rip, like, you're not going to do this, you're not going to do this. And then he walks away and Gideon's like, something like, hello, Captain, or whatever. And it's like, Gideon, way to let the team down.
Yeah,
I
don't like.
I personally think it's less of a she's letting the team down and more of a she is programmed to see Rip as the captain, always has, and he has overriding code words to override everything that has been done.
Yeah, but he didn't say them yet. Do you know what I mean? If he had already said those code words, then fair enough. But see, at this point, you would assume that the Legends have already tried to take some precautions because Jax gives that whole speech. So I would have thought that Gideon wouldn't speak to him. But I don't know. I guess I just didn't like it. I thought, man, it doesn't really make sense. I know it sort of gives a flash into the next episode. It kind of tells you where things are going to go. But I still didn't like it. Don't know why. Just didn't sit right with me.
I agree.
There were other parts of the episode that I didn't like, but that was probably the least favorite. What was the most meaningful moment in this episode?
I thought it was pretty meaningful when Nate was there, like over Ray's body and stuff like that, because he thought he's dead, but he was not dead because he was wearing the Adam suit. So
yeah,
that bonding friendship.
It's actually a pretty good question because I have no fucking idea. I'm so sorry. I have no idea what I would consider most meaningful apart from them finally finding the piece of the Spear of Destiny, because otherwise, there isn't really that much meaningful stuff in there, apart from what Nisa just said.
Yeah, for sure. There's not a lot of stuff in this episode that has a giant impact on the future. I thought that it was quite meaningful when Sarah was speaking to Guinevere at the start and had said to her, like, sometimes the mantle just falls into your lap, like, sometimes it just happens. Because obviously Guinevere was saying that she didn't feel like she could lead. And that's quite, it's almost like we knew that the whole captain thing just sort of fell onto Sarah. She didn't go out and seek that out. However, the way she was explaining it was like, there was part of her that doubted that she should be the one that should do it. And up until now, we've not really seen her have those doubts because she kind of just took over and done the thing. Like, so that was quite meaningful, I think, to show some more emotional depth to her character. I know we've already had a lot of that, but more is always nice. So for me, that was the most meaningful. If there was something about this episode that you could change or take out or alter or whatever, what would it be and why?
I would just take Rip out of the entire thing, because all of that could have still happened without him, so he's useless. And put Kari in it.
I'll go in his place. I could be the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, way more attractive, excuse me.
Thank you, Queen. Oh, God.
What? It's
I agree, but still.
It's the truth.
It was part of your brain there that was supposed to filter out what you say that just malfunctioned slightly, but it's all good.
I don't know what that means.
I'm just taking the piss, Queen. I'm just taking the piss.
Okay. What was the question?
If you could change or alter one part of the episode, what would it be and why? Oh God, Mockbusters.
Yeah, I agree with this rip stuff. I don't like this. Also, the ending part with Gideon, I don't like this, so I would change it. Cut it out, please. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. God. Well, I think if I was going to change something about the episode, I would maybe change the fact that I think I'm going to go with Rip Hunter being in it as well. Like, if I'm perfectly honest, we don't need him. Okay, he's done his job. He formed the team. Now, could he just piss off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the time... Okay. sorry, I'm getting so distracted by these messages, and I love it. Yeah, let's get rid of Rip Hunter. We don't need him at this point. And I think also if... we were in the episode, it would be inherently better.
Yeah, agreed. Like, every episode of Legends would be better if we were there narrating everything and giving our muster to it. That was a literal translation from a German saying, and I'm so sorry for it.
The thing as well is, like, every single episode, you could easily write us into it without causing too much havoc. Like, we could have been playing on the computer that Dr. Midnight was listening to. Oh, what are you listening to? Oh, just Beagle's Legends podcast, you know, seeing what you guys are up to, because he could be keeping track of the past via our podcast. I'm just saying, it would work.
You just caused an aneurysm in my brain with that sentence.
It's like the Matrix.
Yeah, exactly, and the Matrix causes aneurysms.
So yeah, I think if we were in it, also I think we should start like an online petition. Like, I mean, I know that he's already not in it anymore, but if he was, like, I don't know, what am I saying? Help.
I have no idea, but bounty is good.
Okay, so any other thoughts on the episode that you would like to share with our wonderful podcast listeners?
Destroy patriarchy, destroy Rip Hunter.
I wrote some stuff down during the thing I was watching. What did I write? I feel like we can never talk enough about Sarah Lance and her little smirks that she does when she, I guess, is this like, so if an alarm goes off, like maybe it flashes and makes a noise, is this like her gaydar?
I think so.
And like, instead of it being like meow meow, it's like her face just like, she can't help it.
Probably, because my face does the same thing when my gaydar goes off.
So like 24/7.
Yeah, basically. Because apparently everyone I know is queer.
So yeah, that's what I was going with. I was going with this is clearly like the gaydar that she has. And I also wrote down, what did I write? Sarah Lance is hot. That's what I wrote down.
I mean, you're just stating facts here.
That's the whole fucking point.
Right?
I don't know why, but is anybody else like really into the whole like warrior on the battlefield with like all the dirt and the blood and the sword and the wet sweaty hair? And no, just me.
I think that's enough.
Don't think anybody said what Rowan's just typed in, but see if you did. Was it me?
Apparently you did.
I probably did.
But yeah, Sarah Lance tops everyone.
I mean, if we didn't say it, we just said it now. Yeah, I think
I would let Sarah Lance top me anytime.
We just took things to like a whole other level this time.
In the matter of seconds.
Like kindly pointed out by Roro, the Queen of France. We all remember that scene.
She this fucking topped the Queen of France. That's
scientific
something.
Evidence. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
I feel like this is what people come to our podcast for. Or probably not. So I would like to take a really quick moment to let everybody know that if you are listening to this just now, our season 2 episodes are currently going out on YouTube, which is just so much fun because people can now watch us make absolute fools of ourselves on the internet. And yeah, you can catch us at Bebo's Legends Podcast over on YouTube. All our episodes are slowly finding their way out there, and this one will be on there probably in a few weeks' time. So yeah, make sure you check that out then and check the other ones out now. Any of that make sense?
No, yes, perfectly.
Smashing.
Brain dead.
Which obviously means it is now time to shimmy on in to our quiz segment. Boop, boop. We all love a good quiz segment. Niecy, why don't you tell us what this segment's about?
Okay. It's our very famous and beloved quiz segment where we answer and ask each other quiz questions.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am sure.
What was it you said the last time we did it?
I don't know.
Oh, I have it here. I have it. Actual transcripts from this video. It's where we ask each other quiz questions. That's what I said. And Niecy responded with, yes. And then we answer those quiz questions in the quiz segment.
Yes, that's what we do. Naturally.
Obviously. So yeah, let's do some quizzing. Who wants to go first?
Take it away then.
What the fuck is happening?
I think her brother is in her room or something. I think I heard his voice or her dad.
Why don't I go first?
Yeah, go.
That seems like fun. Where does the episode begin?
In the future, in like the year 3000 or something.
And which place as a follow-up question?
In the laboratory, whatever.
I mean, yeah, I'm totally going to give you that one. I was looking for Detroit, but you're right, absolutely right. It was in a lab. So yeah, totally, I'm going to give you that. 10 points for Hufflepuff?
Yes. Okay.
You know, it's a sign of true friendship when someone knows your Hogwarts house.
Well, sometimes you also just know it because they wear their Hogwarts house everywhere, like Niecy, who's a Slytherin.
So many puns.
Yeah, she's allowed to slither into my DMs anytime.
Oh! I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say. It's just too much.
I'm so, so sorry. Okay.
I'd just like to say it. Never apologize for those type of things.
Thanks,
thank you for coming to Rowan's TED Talk. Check out House of Danvers podcast.
Thank you. I'll be here all night.
And it's only going to get sillier when they start drinking that gallon of coffee that they have. So God help us all.
I've already started.
Or maybe I should say people. Started. Oh my word.
It has 4 spoons of coffee powder in it.
Oh dear God. Someone get the cardiac doctor pronto.
Yes, please. Shite. What is the weirdest superhero movie or something DC has ever made? And it was said was referred to by a couple of the Legends of Tomorrow actors at some point, by the way.
Howard the Duck.
No.
It's not even DC, so I don't know where I was going with that. The weirdest DC movie that's ever been made. Batman versus Superman's pretty weird. I don't know what the Legends people said, though.
Nope. I have a Batman kissing Superman sticker of my laptop.
Of course you do.
It's random.
No, I give you that much. I forgot his name, but the actor of... Shite. What's the warlock's name from the last two seasons? Fuck.
John Constantine?
John Constantine, thank you. Said that he wanted his character, John Constantine, to have a thing with said character. With said superhero.
Oh, bollocks. I don't know.
I have no idea.
It's King Shark.
Oh God, of course it is. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know there was a King Shark movie.
I didn't know that. I know who King Shark is, but I didn't know there was a movie.
No, I'm sorry, there isn't an entire movie about him, but he is part of a few DC movies.
Okay,
sorry.
Fair. Very on brand.
Okay. What is the name of the guy that Rip shot in the beginning?
Charles.
Last name?
Midnight. Dr. Oh, Charles him. Midnight. He's called Dr. Midnight.
What? I know he's called Midnight, but not his real name.
He's called Midnight. Dr. Midnight. It's like Dr. Strange is Stephen Strange.
But mine says Charles McNider.
Charles McWho now?
I think you misheard Midnight for McKnight.
McKnighter, here?
That can't be true.
I looked it up on Google and it said McKnighter.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they don't say that.
I'm confused now, but I'll give you half a point.
Screw you. I'm 100% right.
Not in my book.
Oh, remember the last time we had this argument and it turned out you were...
I looked it up on Google because of that.
Yeah, but Nisi, you're not allowed to look things up on Google about the episode. It has to be in the episode.
I know, but English subtitles are not working, so I looked the name up so I would get it right.
It's just a lover's quarrel, people.
But I have to give her that English subtitles don't work if you want to watch the episode in English. You only get subtitles in German. Yeah.
Anywho, I'm going to take my half a point and run with it because Nisi's an asshole. Which means it's my turn. And my question is, where was the second place the Legends traveled to?
Camelot.
Yeah, but where?
Britannia.
Yeah, but when?
<laughs> 1322?
No.
I think that was way too late.
Yeah, much too late.
600...
Medieval England.
Yeah, no. I'm looking for a year number, Nisi.
312 AD.
Negative.
I don't know.
It was Britannia 507 AD.
Aha, but I was right, Britannia.
Yeah, and do you want to know how many points you get, Nisi? Fucking none.
Half a point. Half a none.
Fucking none. Because I Googled it and Google told me No.
Okay, I can handle this.
Can you? Can you really?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Moving on.
Okay. Shit.
Roro's just going to be on our YouTube channel looking like they're sleeping up there.
True. Real stupid question, but how many like new tattoos did I give myself after I got my needles?
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
12.
Jesus, have you done more?
One more, it's 6, yes.
I love that. Good even number. Well done.
Shut up, Rowan.
Yeah, Rowan.
Y'all are gagging up on me now. Wow, the betrayal is real.
It's not betrayal, it's team building.
Exactly. The question to this is, the answer is 69 because it's a fun number.
Oh, I want to get to that point at some point.
Okay. What animal spirit did Amaya use to get the sword out of the stone?
All of them.
Gorilla.
No.
All of them.
Not just gorilla, it was 3.
And an eagle.
And what then?
A bear.
It was 3.
Boom. 3 points for Carrie.
3 points to, you know, what house you're in? Gryffindor?
Yeah.
The disappointment to say yeah.
I know.
Wow. Never had someone be disappointed at their Gryffindor.
Only I really wanted to be a Hufflepuff.
Oh, you wanted to be
you can be a Gryffindor.
I am disappointed that I sometimes like get into Gryffindor randomly on Pottermore. So
thanks for chiming in. Okay, it's my turn. In which time was jousting invented in England, or like done in England, I guess?
Not in medieval England.
Was what invented? What?
Jousting.
Give me a second. I gotta Google that because I have no fucking clue what that is.
It's like big stick, chargy, pokey things. And you knock each other off your horses.
I would just like to say this is done in Camelot.
I have no idea when that was invented. I'm sorry.
In the episode, Nate tells us it was in 1300 AD.
Yeah, he says that's not invented until the 1300s.
Yeah. Indeed.
Right. I remember.
Nisi's tapping her brain like she's trying to like switch it back on or something. I don't know.
Brainiac 5.
No. What? Is it my turn?
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, right. Please go. I'm dumbstruck. I'm right now.
Nisi, why don't you go?
Yeah.
Please. Okay, thank you. Why did the transmitter account work? No, not account. Device work on Mick, but not Stein.
Because Mick has more like.
Yes, that's the answer. You nailed it.
I knew it.
Okay. How many species of otters are out there?
12.
No, but
what?
Surprisingly close. How many species of otters are there?
Otters? Three?
No, it's 13. So Kari was surprisingly close with 12.
I'm just really talented at life. In which year did the JSA disappear?
1976?
No.
1969.
Huh, no.
Shit.
Was it something with 70?
No.
86?
No.
42?
No.
46?
No.
No, they were formed during the Second World War, so they have to have disappeared after 1945. So that leaves us from anywhere from 1945 to like the 90s, I would say. So I'm gonna get my pick with 1953.
No, it was 1956, but you were really close.
I knew something with six.
Math.
You're very smart.
Yeah. Any more for any more?
I have one more.
Go on.
Who stepped Rip?
Guinevere. Sarah. Arthur.
Yeah. It's like.
I remember now. I think I'm out of questions also. I am. I'm out of questions. Yellow, do you want to ask another question? Or are you good?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm fine.
Naturally, that means it's time for our Who Said It segment, which is where we do what, Yellow?
Where one of us says a quote from the episode and the others have to guess who said it.
Yeah. So, Nisi, why don't you pick it up?
Okay. Don't say excuse me. It makes you look guilty.
Nick.
Yes.
Nick Rory. It freaks me out a little bit.
Stein?
No.
Nate.
Yes.
Then you are an idiot.
Mick?
Rip.
No. And no.
Oh shit, my laptop's gonna die.
No,
that is not good. Then you're an idiot. Amaya.
Nope.
Jax.
Nope.
Sarah.
Nope.
Damien Dark?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say Damien Dark. The name wouldn't come to my mind. It wouldn't.
Congratulations.
I'm just saying, shut up.
Wait, is that your quote?
Nick!
Oh.
Nope.
Huh?
Dark?
No.
Malcolm?
No.
The Speedster?
No.
Arthur?
No.
Genevieve?
No.
Sarah?
Yeah. She says it at the start where Nate and Amaya are bickering and he's like, I'm just saying I prefer to go to the past and the future. And she's like, I'm just saying if you're not comfortable, then don't come. And Sarah's like, I'm just saying, shut up.
Right. So you make wind?
The man with the pure heart, soul.
Sir Galahad.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay. But a man can never have a pure soul.
Ooh. Truth. Okay. Sorry, I was just reading the updates for the thing that's happening just now, and it appears they are not going on Zoom. Oh, not sure what's happening. Anywho, let's see. Do you want to say something to me?
Zira?
Yes.
Well, sounds to me like the stuff legends are made of.
Ray.
Ray.
Yes.
That was because you didn't bathe.
Stein.
Yeah.
You always are.
Rip.
Yes.
We're being followed.
Sarah.
Yes.
Speak for yourself.
I don't know.
Dark?
Nope.
The speedster?
Nope.
We don't see him in this episode, I don't think.
Stein?
Nope.
Mick?
It was said to Stein.
Mick?
Mick?
Jack?
Nope. Nope.
Ray?
Nope.
Nate?
Yes!
Fucking hell. Okay.
That was a tough one.
Summon Merlin.
King Arthur.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
I don't have any more.
Oh, I do. Since I was a wee lad.
I knew you were gonna say that. Ray.
Yeah. The king has left the building.
Name me a narc.
Sir drools a lot.
Name me a narc.
Damn, that was badass.
Sarah?
Yeah. Yes.
To Genevieve, right?
To Amaya. Oh, when she pulls the sword out of the stone, she goes, damn, that was badass.
Damn, that was badass.
Let's see. What the hell is a Yahtzee?
Nah.
Genevieve?
No. It's Mick, I guess?
Yeah. Last one. Sorry, I don't do rescues.
Damien?
Yeah. Yes. Boom. So that brings us to the end of our Who Said It segment. And naturally, I was the winner, as always.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was such a shock. Like, I really wasn't expecting this. I'm not even prepared. Okay, so next up, we are going to slide on over to our Finish the Quote segment. And I feel like it would just be really good fun if Niecy told us what happens here.
Okay. So, we have a quote, and we only say part of that quote, and the other part, the others have to guess. What? That was logical.
I mean, how the fuck does your brain work?
I've been asking myself ever since I knew her, so.
I feel like we all ask ourselves these questions often.
I'm sorry.
So, but yeah.
This was logical, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course it is, Queen. But for those people who don't follow that, someone's going to say the first half of the quote and everybody else is going to try and guess the second half.
That's so, what I said.
That's not what you said. Niecy, why don't you go first, Queen?
All right. You hurt the wizard.
Oh, shit.
I'm just gonna say what I want to say because whatever.
I know this.
You hurt the wizard. No, fuck the queen. I don't know why that came to mind, but it did.
It's Let's Boogie.
Yes, Let's Boogie.
Let's okay. Boogie. And it was said that, by Sarah, right?
That could yes. be a synonym to what I just said, so.
Yes.
You're right.
It probably was in Sarah Lance's case because exactly. It's Sarah.
Okay, I have one. Your make-believe kingdom.
is like a soap opera.
Yeah. I think she said it's a true soap opera, but yeah, I mean, yeah.
Who said that?
Sarah.
Ah, yeah, true. True.
Every good legend
ends with a kiss.
Boom. Don't call it a lightsaber.
You would be hurting the owning thing.
I mean, copyright infringement, but yes.
Copyright, that's the word I was looking for.
However, it's still not correct. So we're going to go with the end of that quote is major trademark issues.
Oh, trademark.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing, but a bit different. It's complicated.
Yeah, 100%. So yeah, that's what it was.
Thank you. just admit it.
Who said it?
Mick.
My brain's better than yours.
Fuck off. Just admit it. My brain's strong. I'm smarter than you.
My brain saved the day.
Yes! Yeah. My brain saved the day. My brain saved the day. In the equal segment.
As much as haircut's a pain in my ass.
I'm not gonna let him fight alone.
Yeah.
He's a softie. I don't have any more.
Okay, I do. Let's go. Finally.
You're kissing the queen.
No.
Oh.
I get to fulfill my destiny.
And Stein goes like,
yeah, exactly. You ready to go get,
I'm not gonna say that.
Killed?
No.
I'm ready to go get
medieval out there.
Right, that sounds about right. Not what I was thinking, nope. But sounds about right.
Yep. That's probably because it is. Funny that. there's no time.
For you.
For sentiment.
No.
Oh, I just saw.
Of course there's time for sentiment. There's always time.
If you've got a problem with this, go speak to Amaya because it was her that said it. I'm all out, guys, which means that we are at the end of our finish the quote segment. Woohoo! Congratulations, everybody. We hope you played along at home and you shouted those answers
loud and proud.
There you go. Well done. Go there in the end. So yeah, I'm just going to take a really quick moment to briefly mention that on April 24th, we have something extremely special coming up for you guys. And we want you to get onto our Instagram at Bebo's Legends Podcast or the Super Friends Podcast Network and keep yourself up to date on what's going on. We're going to be slowly releasing more and more about what's going to happen. And one of the really big things is that the Bebo's Legends Podcast Fandom Awards are going to be happening. And if you have a fan page or a fan fiction writer or a cosplayer or a musician or anything like that that you want to nominate for one of our categories, please let us know, because that person could be in with a really nice little prize and the novelty of winning, obviously. So yeah, make sure you hit us up and stay in the loop. Yeah. It's time for Would You Rather. So Nisi, why don't you take over?
Yes. In the Would You Rather segment, we discuss a Would You Rather question.
Which is... Okay.
Which is, if you were reborn in a new life, would you rather be alive in the past or in the future?
The past.
If I was going to be reborn in a man's body, then in the past. If I was going to be reborn in a woman's body, then in the future, please.
If I can pick when in the past, then the past. But if I have to just go into the past or the future, I'm going future.
I think I'm going with past. Just because.
Fair. What we're going to do is we're going to post this on our story on Instagram so you can vote and let us know which one you would rather. And we'll put up a little box so you can tell us why. Make sure you check that out. Up next is our hypothetical fight segment, which is where we take two characters and we discuss what would happen if they got in a fight with each other. We do it every week. It's always good fun. Make sure that you let us know who you would win via our stories. Our little poll will be there too. This week, we are talking about Iron Man.
Did you just say, if you want to let us know who you would rather, would win?
Yeah, 100%, probably. Fine, we're going to roll with it. This week, we're talking about Iron Man versus the Atom.
If the Atom drinks Iron Brew, then I'm going with Atom.
What?
What?
I knew you were going to be confused. Because Iron Man and Iron Brew, and if the Atom drinks Iron Brew, then he has the strength of Iron Man. Easy.
Okay. I was just kidding.
Hello?
Yeah,
Iron Brew is a Scottish drink.
Hello?
We know.
If your brain in there, you appear to have malfunctioned.
No!
Turn it off and turn it back on again.
I was joking.
I'm gonna go with the Atom as well, because I might be wrong about this, but I don't think Iron Man can, like, enlarge and minimize. I'm not entirely sure, but I don't think so. So I had the exact same answer once before. The Atom would just have to shrink down really small, fly up into Iron Man's butt and enlarge and explode him from the inside out.
But he would have to get inside the suit to do that.
Oh, that's not too hard. He can be the size of an atom and go between, like, fabric and whatever else is in
Fair.
There.
I do think that obviously Iron Man has got the Hulkbuster things. So if he was, without talking about Atom going inside him and exploding him, talking about fighting against an enlarged Atom, Iron Man could have the Hulkbuster suit because it's pretty decent on its own. But also Iron Man has missiles and things. Whereas it seems like the Atom suit only has, like, the bursts of energy, whatever he's shooting out. So I don't know. Obviously, Iron Man did manage to go toe-to-toe with Thanos for a decent amount of time. So that's a pretty decent suit that he's got there. But like you said, he can't go as big as Atom can, and he can't go as small as Atom can, so you can't fight what you can't see. So I'm going with Atom as well. And yeah, let us know which one you think. It's now time for our new season 2 segment, which is the Arrowverse Notable Quotable. This is the opportunity we have to say one of our favorite quotes from any of the Arrowverse TV shows. And yeah, you could let us know yours as well if you want to via our social medias. We're always interested in hearing from you. So who wants to kick it off first? They're both frantically looking at their notes, so I'm going to go first. Mine is, forgiveness isn't something that you give to somebody who's hurt you. Forgiveness is something you give to yourself. Was that yours?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You should have answered faster.
I was looking for it.
And that was obviously said by Alex Danvers.
Obviously. And because you said one with Alex Danvers, I'm just gonna go with a Sanders quote then to complete the heart. Life is too short, and we should be who we are, and we should kiss the girls that we wanna kiss.
Aww.
Said by Maggie Sawyer.
Oh, I miss Maggie sometimes. Just live in the moment, because you can only see the stuff that's ahead of you. You don't know what's at the end of the road. And it was said by Diana Drake from Arrow.
I freaking love Diana Drake so freaking much.
Me too.
I love her. Ugh. And you know what? For everybody out there who's listening to this, so does Laurel Lance. Just saying.
True queen, true.
Fucking real. Gotta say it. So yeah, that brings us to the end of People's Legends podcast, unless anyone else has something they want to throw out there. No, excellent. Thank you so much for tuning into our episode. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Make sure that you get in touch with us on social media about all the various different things we were just speaking about at People's Legends Podcast on Instagram, and we are something else on Twitter.
People's Legends.
Thank you very much, Queen. So yeah, thanks for listening. Love you guys. Bye.
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 People's Legends Podcast, I la la love you too.